Viking, Northwich era. Rough or very rough?
When the weather's at its worst, this old gentleman suggests you start the day with some good old-fashioned nourishment.
PC Podcast.
You'll be all the better for it.
Yeah, welcome to BCP. It's me, B. Kogel, back with, this time we've got 11 tracks of weird and wonderful music. Hopefully going to fill an hour of your time, and I hope you're going to enjoy them. The first of which was a very weird piece of music called Panic, brackets nightly version, by Voodoo Heads. They are from Russia, although there was another artist who appears to be hip-hop called Voodoo Heads. Probably the reason is this is an old track. I got it from the MNMN archives, and I got that from MNMN014, which is a very old record, but very good it was too. From Russia, Voodoo Heads can also be found at voodooheads.bandcamp.com. And then after that, we had Hyper Machine by Dredila. We've had him before. SoundCloud.com/Dredila. That's DREDILLAH from Chicago in the US. And that's on Shramaka Records. Shramaka Records. SHRAMAKA.TK. Yes, interesting stuff. As is this. This is Imidiwan Nasus by Hammer.
Lady Sybil's biscuit jar.
Jar! Rastafari!
Rastafari!
two more tracks there for you. The first of which was Imidiwan Nasuf by Hama, and you can find him at Hama, that's A-M-A, that's boomomnation.bandcamp.com, from Niamey in Niger on Boom On Records, and you can find the rest of the Boom On Records collection at boomomnation.bandcamp.com. And then we've had so many tracks recently come out of Broken Drum Records from Secret Archives of the Vatican or A Thousand Yard Prayer. I played the one from their earlier album this year. The album was called Barsoom. That was a track called Axiom of Defiance by Secret Archives of the Vatican. Secret Archives of the Vatican, bandcamp.com, of course, or brokendrumrecords.com. And if you have a look at their Twitter feed and their Instagram feed and their Facebook feed and all that sort of stuff, there's a few little videos by Vince popping up showing how they sort of put their music together. I think there's one coming up about how they do their artwork. The whole sort of explanation and why it's called Broken Drum Records, but I'll let you find that out for yourself, eh? How about that then? Right, I played Mune Key Dub in the last Dub Zone. Here's some more of them. This is Karma Rules.
Original sound. Believe me, I did try to get rid of it, but I'm delighted to say I couldn't.
Labertinto by Drenching Haze. You can find them at todossomosdios.bandcamp.com, which is I think I played a little bit last week. Was it last week or week before? I think I played some stuff that sounded like krautrock, and that is a bit like krautrock as well. Very good it was. Thoroughly enjoyed that. I've been listening to a lot of krautrock recently, and very, very enjoyable. And then before that, we heard Karma Rules by Mune Key Dub. You can find them at facebook.com/Mune Key Dub. From Cordoba in Argentina, and that came out on Dubophonic at dubophonic.bandcamp.com. Definitely worth checking that out. Now, we've played some stuff from Chica Chica Buffet before, rather, and we've even played some stuff by Bel El Bujo before. This is another one by him, it's called Mot Mot.
podcast.
That was one of mine. Won an award, you know. Lovely, crinkly edges. We'll be right back.
I still don't think you hear enough electric violin in music, but there you go. That was Dried Ocean, the drum and bass bass version by Andrew Avakin. You can find him at artstation.com/Averkin, A-V-E-R-K-I-N. He's from Odessa in Ukraine, and that's from a very early record on MNM Records, MN-MN-039 to be precise. Very worth listening to. And then before that, we heard Mott by El Bujo. And you can find him at sonidoelbujo.com, which is, I want to spell that for you, S-O-N-I-D-O, Sonido, and then E-L-B-U-H-O. From Northern England, apparently, on chicachica.bandcamp.com. Now, one of my listeners, one of the listeners who actually sort of gave me some money towards the big swoof, and thank you to all those that did, of course, suggested I set up a Patreon page. Now, if you haven't heard of Patreon before, it's a thing that a lot of podcasters, a lot of musicians use as a way of getting perhaps a few quid, a bit of regular income, perhaps. I mean, there's not going to get a lot of money out of it, but people like me probably wouldn't. And the idea is that, you know, you sort of contribute what you feel like you want to sort of say thank you for the show. Some people do it because they want to keep the show going. Some people do it because they want to get extra content. I don't know, really. I've set up a Patreon page. It's on my website, rather, at pkogel.com. Check it out. If you're interested in doing something, then there's a even if you, before you're interested in doing it, there's a poll on that page. It says, what are you expecting? Are you expecting sort of exclusive content? Would you like longer content? Or would you like it just to stay the same? And I really would appreciate your feedback if you've got any thoughts about that. If it doesn't work, I'll just take it down again. But if it does work, maybe it could be interesting and I could end up doing some exclusively different podcasts. I'm not quite sure, really, but anyway, it's obviously you. Let me know what you think. Right, let's have something from Ectoplasm. I haven't heard from them for a while. This is an artist based out of Montreal in Canada called Zungla, and the track is called Sunday. Thank you.
Pete Cogle.
It's like we've overdone it with a sherry.
Blackie Bluebird, we haven't been them for a while. Facebook.com/ Blackie Bluebird from Copenhagen in Denmark on AF Records at A-F Records or AF Records as I said last time. .bandcamp.com. Marvelous stuff. You can find out more about the previous track as well. Zungla, Zungla, from Montreal in Quebec in Canada. That was a track called Sunday, and he's available on Ectoplasm. Always worth checking out. ektoplazm.com. Ectoplasm. Right, we've done 10 tracks and we're almost at the end because they've all been long, haven't they? I don't want to keep going on for hours because I'd keep going on for hours, couldn't I? You wouldn't want that. No. I wouldn't want to keep going on for hours, would I? No. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with one last track. This is a bit of ambience. The track, or actually a bit of quiescence, it's called Quiescence, by Cousin Silas and Sergio Mariani. Cousin Silas is doing lots and lots of collaborations with various different people. You can find him at facebook.com/cousin.silas. On the We Are All Ghosts record label at weareallghosts.co.uk. So I will leave you with this. Have a little contemplation, have a little think. Give yourself a minute or so to relax and appreciate the quiescence. See you soon, folks.
Today, the guys. Oh.
PC Podcast.